Here's the question or the statement that I put out about a couple of hours ago. I'm surprised I waited this long to bring this to light. Finish this sentence. I say pro athlete that walked away from the game, and you say fill in the blank. And as always, explain why. Why is it that you think of that athlete? Why is it that you think of that one person that walked away from the game? Now, I'm not talking about walking away from the game in regards to retirement per se. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about a guy that's played 7, 8 years or nine. I'm not talking about, you know, 9, 10, 11 years. I'm not talking about the guy who's played and then, due to wear and tear, basically retired. But I think the more intriguing question for a lot of people is, you walked away at your peak. You walked away from the game while you still had the ability to play it. And I think for a lot of people, especially working stiffs like you and I, is why. And while I understand there's a lot of people that's going to say, well, it's their choice. Yeah, it's their choice. Yeah, I know that. I understand that. Herc in Pittsburgh, I understand. It's their choice. I understand that. But I believe if you were just like me, I believe that if you had the opportunity to ask them while they were in front of you, the first question you would ask them is the same question that I would ask. And that's why. Why'd you do it? Ton of people chiming in courtesy of Facebook on this one. Again, finish this sentence. I say pro athlete that walked away from the game, and you say who? Who's on your mind? Don't forget, phone lines wide open. Google text line wide open as well as 720-608-1580. Monterre in Pittsburgh saying Barry Sanders. A lot of people agreeing with that. And even though he did play a lot of years, he walked away at 15,000 yards. He literally just said, I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. Know who else did that? Jim Brown. 9 years. 9 years in the league, dominated all 9 years, and then simply said, nah, don't want to do it anymore. Simply don't want to do it anymore. Another one of those guys who came up recently, who literally came out recently, and whether you can say it was because he was released or wasn't getting enough playing time, basically this guy walked away. He walked away at the age of 26 years old, Rashard Mendenhall, saying he simply lost love for the game. He simply lost his love for the game. A lot of other people chiming in as well. Ricky Williams walking away. Walt Kinsey in Pittsburgh saying Jim Brown, he invented leaving while still being able to compete. I told you I was going to use that one. It was awesome. Some people going into the world of baseball saying Barry Bonds because he was blackballed. Here's a very intriguing one. Shout out to Chad Carpenter for bringing this one up. Anybody remember Robert Smith, Ohio State guy? Virtually a badass on the field. Went to Minnesota, was a badass there, and simply walked away to pursue other things. And Chad says Robert Smith because he was smart. This guy went and studied to be a doctor. Still ended up on ESPN, but hey, he went on to different things. Robert Smith is definitely one of which, if you were in the same room with him, you would ask him why. We know the public answers. That's what I'm getting at. We know the public answers. What I'm getting at is this, and feel free to use this because I would probably phrase it in this part as well. I would phrase it in this sentence as well, or this paragraph. To Barry Sanders, to Robert Smith, to Marvelous Marvin Hagler, to Jason Brown, Rashard Mendenhall, and a bunch of others on there. By the way, Jason Brown walked away from, I believe it was a $25 million contract to be an offensive lineman for the St. Louis Rams. He walked away to go be on to go work a farm in Lewisburg, North Carolina. Now, it's a good thing within the farm because I believe he takes a certain section of his farm to grow potatoes to give away. He doesn't even sell them. But his answer, God's calling. This is God's calling, man. I wasn't meant to be a football player forever. It's God's calling. But here would be the question that I would phrase for everybody here. Working stiffs like you and I would give an arm, a leg, a small toe in three small countries to even be in the position that you are in. And you had everything that we have possibly ever wanted, and you walked away. Why? I know some working stiffs who are fans of this program, and I appreciate you guys being fans of this program. You would kill to be in the position that they were in. You would kill to be a member of the National Football League. I still remember writing a letter to Bill Cowher, not asking to be a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers for the season, not asking to get in the game, but simply asking for one play in practice. One play. That's all I wanted. I wanted one play in practice to be on special teams just so that I can have one moment, just so that I can have my one moment of as I'm sprinting down the field for a good 30 or 40 yards before I'm making contact, that thought going through my head saying, I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler. Ha! Awesome. I remember writing that letter. I remember growing up and playing Pop Warner and playing Little League football and playing all these other sports, and just like you, having dreams of making it in the professional ranks. But something stopped me. I stopped me. I still remember the day. I still remember the day walking off the field in Pop Warner, hands raised because we just completed an undefeated, untied, unscored upon season in 1988, and looking directly at Ed Hammer Sr. and Ed Hammer Jr., my coaches who also worked at the University of Pittsburgh, who also simply gave me the offer of just play high school football. It doesn't matter how good or how bad you are, just play high school football, and you got a one-way ticket into the University of Pittsburgh. And I remember looking them dead in the eye, and I'm saying, no, I don't want to play football anymore. I know, very, very, very minuscule comparison, but you get the idea, and I'm sure you guys went through it too. I'm sure you went through it. These guys went through it as well. And my question to them would be, you had everything. You have everything that we've ever wanted. And it's not a case of somebody taking it away from you. It's not a case of somebody saying, you are no longer welcome or you are no longer good enough to play in the league. It's you putting down the hammer and saying, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. Who does that? Why did you do it? For some, we know. Barry Sanders, Rashard Mendenhall, they lost love for the game. By the way, I reached out to Rashard Mendenhall to come and speak on this subject. Hey, in case you're listening, the invitation is still out. I reached out to I reached out to Jason Brown. I reached out to a lot of these guys. And the invite is out there, but I'd want to know. I'd want to know from one of my favorite boxers of all time, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Why did you stop? You were on top of the freaking world. Why did you stop? No one could touch you. You've already beaten the best, and there was a new generation who was dying to fight you, and you just said, nope, I'm going to go to France and be an actor. These are questions that we as working stiffs would want answered. One of the more famous guys who walked away from the game is Pat Tillman. And we all know why he did it. He turned down a multi-million dollar contract to be a member of the defensive backfield for the Arizona Cardinals because he saw what the hell happened on 9/11/2001 and said, screw this, I'm going to go be a Ranger. I'm fighting for my country. Props to that guy. He died in the line of fire. You could say it was friendly fire or what. It doesn't matter. The man went and fought for his country. Why? It was a greater cause. You got other guys out there who aren't even named, and I appreciate everybody chiming in through Facebook and Twitter, but here's a name I want you to think about. Ian Gold. Ian Gold, former Denver Bronco, former Michigan Wolverine, whom at one point was put on record and saying, I hate football. The only reason I do it is because my body is good enough for it. And I'm good enough to play. I'm simply doing this to make the money so I can get the hell out of here. Imagine that. Imagine meeting somebody like that. Yeah, I know. Stop and think about that. Think about that. You meet somebody who isn't doing it for the love of the game, who simply is doing it because of the pay. And then ask yourself, why are you doing what you do? Are you doing it for the pay? Or do you do it because you love it? These guys had the ultimate shot. The ultimate chance. They lived out the dream that we've all wanted and walked away. So while a lot of people can sum that up and say it's their choice, and don't get me wrong, we all understand that. Don't tell me that you would not ask that same question if you had these guys in the same room. Don't tell me you wouldn't ask that question. I'd be all over it. Just my thought. Your thoughts always welcome. 719-362-8851 or 8852. Google text line at 720-608-1580. Facebook and Twitter wide open and burning. Still coming. Keep coming up with those. We'll definitely share those. We'll end the show with a unique look on baseball. We'll talk about a man who has talk about a dream gig. We'll talk about a man who is making who will be making $17,146.78 for doing one thing. We'll talk about that, as well as a story that came up yesterday, and it was posted, and let's just say it was effed up. We'll talk about that and a lot more. Talking sports to that guy right here on CosmicBroadcasting.com.